The Veterans Affairs Department is no longer using the authority it has under current legislation to more quickly fire senior executives. The VA based its decision on a recent ruling from the Justice Department because it says the provision in the VA Choice Act is unconstitutional. Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco is here to tell us what this means for VA executives and employees. Nicole, tell us the background here. What is the ruling from Justice about this? It involves the Sharon Hellman firing, correct?
Exactly. So Attorney General Loretta Lynch ruled, I would say last month at this point, that a small piece of Sharon Hellman's argument, she was, if you remember, the former director of the Phoenix VA Hospital. We've heard about this hospital time and time again. This was at the center of all of the wait time scandals 2 years ago. And she essentially argued that a provision in the VA Choice Act that says that a VA executive can appeal its firing to a Merit Systems Protection Board administrative judge, but not the board itself. She says that's unconstitutional. She cited a part of the Constitution called the Appointments Clause. The whole idea behind this argument was essentially saying that the executive should have to defer to a board rather than an administrative judge who is a federal employee, just like the executive appealing his or her firing. And so she said that that didn't make a whole lot of sense, that an administrative judge, an employee, essentially could overturn a punishment issued by a cabinet-appointed secretary. So that's a little bit of the background behind this argument.
Yeah, the board itself, which is no longer available, at least under current law, to VA people that want to appeal some sort of administrative or punishment action, they can only appeal to the judges, but not to the MSPB itself. And those, of course, are politically appointed.
Correct. And they were under a faster timeline than in most cases. The Merit Systems Protection Board, the judge, had 21 days to decide on a case. And, you know, you've spoken with Susan Sway Grunman, the chairwoman of the Merit Systems Protection Board. And she said this was complicated for MSPB. This really put them under a tight timeline.
I think, yes, in earlier interviews I had with her when this whole thing was coming around, she was trying to signal that she didn't feel it was constitutional, but she's not a judge in the sense of a federal judge, a court. And so she couldn't really render that ruling on her own. But she was trying to, I think, signal that, wait a minute, guys, there is a implied, not so implied, there's a stated constitutional right that senior executives have to their jobs. Federal employees under Title V have to their jobs. So getting back to the VA, so why did they make the decision to not go ahead with the rest of the authorities that they have under this under the Choice Act?
Right. So VA Deputy Secretary Sloan Gibson says that under these circumstances, under this decision that just came out from the Justice Department, he felt that it was not right to continue using that authority under VA Choice. And he gave us this statement, and I'll just read it here. He says that under these circumstances, I believe it would be irresponsible to continue using that authority when other methods for disciplining senior executives exist. In fact, doing so would only hinder VA's ability to hold senior officials accountable who have engaged in wrongdoing and make those actions stick. So his argument is essentially, you know, if it's not right in this case, it shouldn't be right in other cases, and we're not going to use it.
But do they have the option of going back to the way things were before the Choice Act? That is to say, to fire people or only after the usual ways and procedures that it required for everyone else throughout the government to be fired?
Right. So I spoke to the Senate VA committee, and they were the initial, this committee found out about this to begin with. They said late last week that they found out about this decision to not use VA Choice, the expedited firing authority, we should say, last week when they asked the department, have you made any policy changes because of the Justice Department decision? And VA came back to them and said, yes, we have. We're no longer using this expedited firing authority. And so they...
Wow. So they told their very own congressional appropriators this.
Right, exactly.
What was the reaction?
Well, it's not been great, and we'll get to that in a second. But so essentially what this means, and the committee kind of walked me through this, was that, yes, so essentially the standard rules that you would use to fire a federal employee, a Title V federal employee, they'll go back to using that. So, for example, under the VA Choice Act, the administrative judge has 21 days to decide on a executive's case. That will no longer happen. The board itself was not involved in these VA choice decisions. The board will become involved again. Another point that I asked them about was typically civil service executives have to have 30 days notice about their firing. And they have 7 days to respond if they would like to appeal. That will return. That did not exist under the VA Choice Act. So all of these things that the VA Choice Act got rid of or amended for this expedited firing authority, they'll return to the way it was, essentially, is what I'm getting.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. What has the reaction been on Capitol Hill after they walked you through it? What did they say they really thought about it?
Right. So Congress is not happy at all, if you can, you know, guess. So the Senate VA chairman, Johnny Isaacson, he used words like outrageous and unconscionable when his committee found out about this. And he's once again pushing the Veterans First Act. We've reported on this many different times. And the committee explained to me that's the only way that they can respond. That bill passed the committee. It now sits in the Senate. And as we've talked about before, Tom, it sets up different disciplinary procedures for SES, both under Title 38 and Title 5. And they told me that that's the only thing they can do. If the Justice Department says that there is a provision in the bill that they passed 2 years ago, if they say it's unconstitutional and the VA says it's not going to use it, there's nothing that the committee can do except pass new legislation. So that's what they're working on. On the other side, in the House, House VA Chairman Jeff Miller, he went even farther. He says this decision from VA questions whether or not the department is actually interested in disciplining its employees in the first place. I figured we would get that sort of response from him. He has been, this has really been a big issue for him. He says, again, this shows that there's a need for civil service reform across government that lets leaders quickly and efficiently remove employees. I do want to point out there that he said civil service reform across government, not just talking about the VA here. I think that's kind of important to point out because, again, we've heard from him that he sees the Veterans Affairs Department as a test case in a lot of these situations. And that's the fear that we've heard from different organizations as this debate plays out. I'll also remind you, and you mentioned this earlier, that multiple organizations have hinted that something like this could happen. MSPB wrote to President Obama shortly after Choice passed, as you, I think, intimated there earlier, and expressed concern that this part of VA Choice was unconstitutional. And the Senior Executives Associations had similar concerns since this bill was passed, too. So they weren't very surprised that this happened, I think.
All right, so let me ask this question then. The Merit Systems Protection Board is worried that it might be unconstitutional, that one provision of the Choice Act. VA agrees with Justice that it's unconstitutional. The senior executives themselves believe it is. Under the Constitution, though, only a court can decide whether something is constitutional. So my question is, do you see this headed to court, or do you see Congress maybe amending the law?
I'm not sure about what the next steps are as far as that piece goes, but I do know that the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee particularly has tirelessly pushed new legislation, and they have made it very clear that whatever new legislation passes will have to have some sort of piece about accountability. This issue is not going away for them. What those accountability measures look like, I'm not sure. The Senate has its own version. The House has a much different version that not only would apply to VA senior executives, but also all employees. So this isn't going away, and Congress is definitely, I think this, the fact that VA said we're not using the provision that you gave us a few years ago, I think this will be a driving force for them to definitely pass something as soon as possible.
All right. Well, we don't have Bob Dylan here to talk about the drilling in the wall, but we have been talking to Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. You can read her story also about this issue at federalnewsradio.com. Nicole, thanks for the update.
Thanks, Tom.
And be sure to share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends.